Good evening. It is great to see this auditorium full. We're very happy to have everyone here. We are going to be presenting Hallelujah, What a Savior, the Easter Cantata. It should be a very pleasurable experience to your ears and hopefully to your minds as well, because we definitely serve a risen Savior, and it is good to keep that in remembrance at all times. A couple housekeeping things. If you have programs, please return them to the back table in the box. We would appreciate that. Second of all, I would like to thank Don Terpstra for conducting the choir. I would like to thank the sound team for putting this all together. I would also like to thank the ladies who made the programs, Rachel for being on the organ, and for Brenda Dykstra, the accompanist. That's a hard word to say, I guess, for me. Anyway, let's open with prayer. Our Father and our God, we come unto thee in this evening hour, O Lord, asking a blessing upon us. Lord, we thank thee that we're able to go up to thy house of worship in this day twice to hear thy word proclaimed. We're thankful for faithful preachers and teachers. Lord, we ask that thou be near unto us as we present this program. Lord, help us to do this to thy name's honor and glory and not for our own honor and glory. Lord, we ask that thou wilt bless us and fill us with thy Holy Spirit. Lord, we're thankful that we indeed do serve a risen Savior. We ask now that thou wilt keep us from sin and forgive our sins. In thy holy name do we pray. Amen. I'd like to ask the audience to turn to number 302 in our Psalters. We're going to sing all three stanzas, and I would like to ask the choir to come up on the second stanza. 302, 1 through 3.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
What?
The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, that word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, and we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They were in the way, going up to Jerusalem. And Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12, and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying,
Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes.
And they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles.
And they shall mock him,
Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom he raised from the dead. On the next day, many people that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and cried, Hosanna, Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the table of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them,
Is it not written, house shall be called of all nations, the house of prayer, the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of thieves. My house shall be called the house of prayer, the house of prayer. But ye have made it
we
Now, on the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place where Jesus often prayed with his disciples. Judas, then having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came with lanterns and torches and weapons. Then the band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death, and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor.
Lord,
Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverts the people. And, behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him. And, lo, nothing worthy of death is done to him. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers made a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Then he was delivered unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha.
Thank you.
And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up his spirit. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things.
Amen.
And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulcher that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said,
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming this evening. What a glorious way to end our Easter Sunday in praises to our Lord and Savior. May he be glorified. Let us pray. Oh, Father in heaven, how we love thine only begotten Son. How we love thee for giving him. How we love thee for choosing us and giving us to him. How we love thee because of thy plan of salvation always being executed according to thy divine plan, so that not even one of thy chosen ones are lost. We thank thee for faith, where we believe that Jesus is the Christ, and believing are saved. Bless, O Lord, thy word that came today. Bless the songs that we sing. May they continue to resonate in our minds as we go into this coming week. We pray for safe traveling mercies for those who have come farther distance, for all of thy children. May we now and always live for thee. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus with forgiveness of our sins. Amen.